Mitt Romney gets a decisive victory in Arizona, a less resounding endorsement from his home state of Michigan. But a win is a win, right? It's Wednesday, February 29th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry is out for the rest of this week. We're going to start the morning by taking you behind Romney's wins in the primaries last night and giving you an in-depth look into how the GOP race is shaping up. Also, a big loss for both Republicans and Democrats. Senator Olympia Snowe in Maine decides not to run for re-election. Some of you, though, are still talking about the argument from yesterday over whether it's Michiganian or Michigander.
Hi, this is Lisa from Bloomfield, Michigan. The term Michigander is not offensive at all. I've lived in Michigan my entire 56 years, and I am definitely a Michigander.
Give us your thoughts at 8778. My take, but now let's bring you the headlines. A double win for Republican candidate Mitt Romney last night, very decisively, as I said, in Arizona and in Michigan.
We didn't win by a lot, but we won by enough, and that's all that counts.
But that means that rival Rick Santorum is still close behind.
A month ago, they didn't know who we are, but they do now.
We'll have a full rundown of the results from last night's primaries all throughout the hour. Meanwhile, as I said, Republican Senator Olympia Snowe will step down and not run for a fourth term, she says. The Maine senator says she's giving up politics because she's frustrated by the polarized atmosphere in Washington. The partial remains of some 9/11 victims were sent to a landfill after they couldn't be identified. That's according to a new report about the poor management of the Pentagon's main military mortuary at the Dover Air Base in Delaware. The report says remains that could not be tested or identified were given to a biomedical waste disposal contractor and then ended up in a landfill back in 2008. The Pentagon is investigating the Dover Air Base military after it was discovered the remains of U.S. servicemen were also being improperly disposed of. Talks between United States and North Korean negotiators are focusing now on food aid. According to reports from Admiral Robert Willard, the discussions about sending aid to North Korea are being linked to political conditions. The U.S. hopes negotiations will lead to ending the North's nuclear weapons program. The Food and Drug Administration is updating warning labels that are used to help control cholesterol levels on drugs. Health officials say the medicines known as statins can cause memory loss and high blood sugar levels, but while only patients are taking the drugs. Later off, those effects wear away. The new labels will appear on popular medicines, including Lipitor, Crestor, and Zocor. And surging consumer confidence helped push the Dow to close above 13,000 for the first time since May of 2008. Not the first time it's gone above 13,000. You remember that happened just a short time ago, the first time it closed above 13,000. So let's check the markets now. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are mixed, but Wall Street futures are still up. The Dow will start at 13,005. Been a while since I've said that kind of number. The S&P opens at 1,372 and the NASDAQ at 2,986. So you may have noticed I said today is February 29th. I only get to say that once every 4 years. The world is sort of taking a leap forward. And we're asking, what about you? Do you take leaps as well? A listener named Sherry posted this at Facebook. I took a huge leap after 22 years in nursing. I left to study music. We're getting these actually really great stories from our listeners about moments in their life when they've decided to take big leaps. Some of them are literal leaps. Some of them are metaphoric leaps. We want to get your stories as well. Laura Harrington posted this at Facebook. After writing plays, musicals, and operas for 25 years, I took a leap and wrote my first novel. So we want to get your leap stories today on this Leap Day, 8778-MY-TAKE, or you can join our conversation at our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/thetakeaway. As I said, all morning long, we're going to sift through the results coming out of Arizona and Michigan last night, kind of give you an idea about what may be ahead in Super Tuesday and the election in November. And we want to get your reactions as well. If you voted in Arizona or in Michigan, if you're going to vote in the Super Tuesday in 10 states coming up, give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE with your political punditry.